Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. You know what we should do, actually, coming up with the holidays? Make like a list, a gift list, for if you have somebody living with Parkinson's, what to get them for the holidays. Do you not like that idea?
I don't know. I don't even know what we put on it.
Well, like stuff like that, like a water bottle.
A package of straws.
Package of straws. No, but I had some ideas, though, too. Like the bed sheets.
A razor.
Electric razor. An electric toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
A rocker knife. I still never got a rocker knife, and I really should. What about Christmas? You don't do Christmas gifts?
I guess I can do Christmas gifts.
First. Or Thanksgiving.
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 Friendsgiving.
Yeah, because when I'm cutting my turkey.
Yeah, when you the rocker knife.
Do you like the whole turkey? Like
yeah,
that?
It'd be kind of funny.
No, but I was seriously thinking about that, because then even like, so I got a pair of New Balance shoes. Was it New? No, not New Balance. Brooks.
Yeah.
Because.
So are we getting sponsored by them? That's why you're throwing the name out there?
No, I'm throwing the name out there because it helped me with my balance.
Okay.
But if we ever do get a sponsorship.
More, now, here's a question. Huh? Is it more of a cross-training shoe because they have the little bit wider base versus like a running shoe, which is a little more narrow?
It must be the wider base one. I don't know what kind it is. I just bought it because it was purple, gray, and black. So it matched.
So now we're picking shoes on colors versus...
Well, but I knew that Brooks were good because people at the gym have them.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Brooks Nike. Nike versus Brooks. And then there's Kizik.
Kizik, what's a Hoka or
Hoka? Hoka? Or, yeah, H-O-K-A. Hoka. I know people wear those.
Like something. I don't know, I've seen those a lot lately, too.
But it really helped, like, yeah. Honestly, with, like, how more stable I felt because I've been
getting... I tried that, too, and Gabe's like, Dad, take those shoes off.
Would you try?
It was like a Nike cross trainer, but he's like, those are such dad shoes that he's like, you're not getting out of the house with those things on. So I gave my dad.
It's good that he still helps you out.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Dad, I got these pair of shoes, and Gabe won't let me wear them, but you can wear them.
That's nice. But yeah, like we should think of a list, or if anybody has any ideas, then we can make a list and send it out to everybody.
YouTube watchers and our other people watchers and our
other people watchers. Oh, listeners, because if we're on Spotify,
as I say,
Amazon,
don't discriminate.
Apple,
yeah. So like us and subscribe. Right,
we have
here,
somewhere. Just point, and then maybe it'll be in that direction where Steve puts it. Stop it.
I'm trying to look at the camera, but
so I went to a new exercise place this afternoon. To help out with, there's another gym, not gym, a group fitness instructor that the 5K for JK supports because they don't have a gym, a Parkinson's gym down. It's in Grove City, Ohio, but they don't have a specific gym there for it like we do with PD Next Steps. So she started doing her exercise program, but her church was letting her hold it in like the... like one of their areas. And, but she has to get like different like surgeries and just things were kind of, taking a toll. So she needed to take a step back. And so I was trying to help her find another place to her people to work out. So, we started looking at different gym locations, but I'm like, it is hard because you have to find one, an open space, one that has like, you know, an availability between like, I don't know, like 10 and noon. Cause I feel like that's like prime time. And then not just finding any group fitness instructor, but one that is tailored.
That's the key. And I think you and I went down to Cincinnati, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And the fitness instructor, I can't remember her name, the one that led
Oh, the, yeah, Lisa.
Lisa. Her and Melissa have the same kind of passion for helping people with Parkinson's.
Speak up clearly.
For helping people with Parkinson's.
Because it's more than just exercise.
Right. It's not just throwing a program out there. There's a lot more that goes behind it.
So we are putting, Melissa's putting the certification together. Hopefully it'll be ready sometime next year that she can start sharing it, like sending it, like if people want to be certified mm-hmm. for the Parkinson's exercise, but it's going to be more than just like the exercises. She's going to share like, you know, the different extra things, like the cognitive things that we do, like balance things that we do. What else? Like even just like the
multitasking.
Yeah. But even just like, you know how she has like a physical therapist come in and like talk to us, or a right. speech therapist, or just like to letting them know like there's much more to it than just
right.
a physical thing. So
you got it.
So that we'll get to a point where if anybody is interested, or if you know somebody who is a group fitness instructor and wants to be trained in this, to have a class once a week or twice a week, anything is going to be good, and no matter what area you're in. So maybe you should do one.
Do a class?
No, you should sign up to or do become a group fitness instructor.
No.
Why?
I don't have the patience. I'm no Melissa.
So how's your back?
It's good. It's better. It's you know, the dystonia seems to have dissipated. Now I've got that like more of an arthritic neck and pain.
What is that? I don't know what is arthritic.
I don't know. Pain? It's not. It didn't feel like it's not knotting. It just didn't feel like it's not knotting the muscles. It's just like more of an achy pain sometimes.
Achy breaky heart.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't know where I lost track of like that group fitness thing that I was talking about. But the one I went to, it was more of like a dance.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.
Like, mm-hmm. type thing, which I thought was interesting because, you know, it's we could do more than just like it's strength plus like movement. It's just depending on like how much movement can you do physically.
Yeah.
How much movement can you do? Can you dance?
I cannot dance. I couldn't dance before I had Parkinson's.
So it's not a PD thing.
No, it's not a PD thing at all. My rhythm was well noted.
So I know this is kind of like a hodgepodge of things that we're just talking about. Just shooting shit.
I got one too.
Oh, okay. I had another one, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
How about the cost of the money we spend on things that when the average person without PD didn't have to spend?
What about it? How much
just,
is it?
Yeah, I mean, just like I started thinking of it, like, you know, I paid for this and I paid for that and medications and leave and over. Yeah, I was like, man, this is really this. When you start looking at it, it really starts to add up.
Yeah,
like this is bullshit.
Yeah. Well,
not only do I have this debilitating disease or degenerative disease, but I have to pay every month for this and that and. You know, just to make it through the day.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are, like, there's probably every disease group has something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we do. But
yeah, but now that we're just thinking.
Yeah, but until you start putting it, you know, it's like, okay.
For all the healthy people out there, this is what we have to deal with.
Yeah, it's like medication, massage, dry needling, whatever, physical therapy, neuro appointments, just all those things start to add up, and you're like, what? You know, like I said, I started thinking about the other day. I was like, how much money am I actually spending?
I know, just because of Parkinson's,
right?
Yeah. So not only are our bodies paying for it, but we're actually writing a check. Which actually, this brings up an interesting point that I don't know if I'll do a segment, if we should do a segment on this or not, but Esther is, she lives with Parkinson's. She has young onset. She has a really big TikTok following. And she, her and I have been connected for a while through that Turn2 app that I talked to you about. But anyway, so she posted something on LinkedIn the other day that caught my eye, And it's, you know how we have all this medication left over? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a cabinet full of Rytary.
So I'm like, I have like an abundance of carbidopa levodopa, yeah. But I put it everywhere. So I have it, but, yeah. But she's like, I get calls like, you know, from friends that like they ran out and they can't get their subscription or their drugstore is, they are out of stock or something, like things like happen. And it's like, how do we make this easier for people that like need to have the drug now?
I mean, I haven't been on CL for a long time, but I still have it in my car, mm-hmm. in my carry on, you know, just doing like that, just in case
emergency.
I need it.
Yeah. Are you still taking it now?
Yeah, I'm taking just like a half a pill
a day.
Well, three times a day.
I'm trying
to take it three times a day. I'm not consistently on that. Like
I can tell your speaking was so much better last week.
I know, but I took it this morning. I took a full pill this morning.
So you didn't take another one?
No, because I took a full pill this morning because I woke up a little later.
It's 2 o'clock.
I know. I don't have my alarm set like you.
Well, I'm going to make you take one before our next recording.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that I was going to bring up is I got a thing in the mail from the Parkinson's Foundation.
Mm-hmm. They want to sponsor us?
Huh? No. The Parkinson's Foundation has like a brochure, and in it I thought was really interesting. There's two researchers that they've given grants to. And one of them talked about this therapy, I guess, that they're doing for people with freezing of gait. And I always think about like, you know, our people that deal with that. And I wanted to reach out to him to see if he would come on and talk because what they're talking about sounds really interesting. And I know that they're just doing clinical trials for it right now, but it's like, you go in and I don't know if it's like an MRI, but they do something for your brain. I wish I had the pamphlet. I talk a lot about stuff, I feel like, and I don't have all the details, so I'm sorry. But
hey, we're just shooting the...
We're just what?
We're just shooting the crap.
We're just shooting the shit. I'm sorry. I swear. But yeah, so if you get that brochure in the mail, take a look at it, and I'm going to try and find out more about that researcher who's doing it. Because I think it's obviously still in the research phase, so how long it's going to take to actually get to life or get to a company, I'm not sure. But so I'd like to find out.
Always looking for something new.
Always looking for something to do, too, you know?
No, no, yeah, enough.
Just get bored. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, I'm excited for who we're going to be interviewing.
For Carl.
For Carl and for your dry needle guy.
Ryan's his first name.
We'll get it right, because he'll be on next.
Yeah, he's on here in a few minutes.
But yeah, so that'll be exciting to talk about as another option. People looking for stuff.
Yep. Always looking for the next silver bullet.
Yep. All right. Well, in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. No matter what's going on in your day, there's always something new that comes up. So just keeping your head up, keeping your ears open for new ideas, new education, and just keep living your life. Thanks for tuning in. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.